the former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall has told the Special Criminal Court that since he decided to give evidence against Gerard Hutch, the threat to his family is at a whole different level. He said his mother is in exile and his children have had to leave school. Jonathan Dowdall is giving evidence in the trial of Gerard Hutch, who has denied the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in Dublin in February 2016. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been at the trial again today. Paul, the court hearing evidence today of the level of intimidation against Jonathan Dowdall. What has he been saying?
Yeah, he's talking about the level of intimidation against his family on his fifth day in the witness box, his fourth day being cross-examined. He said that nobody interfered with my wife and kids when he was charged with murder, but quote, as soon as I decided to come out and give evidence, the level of intimidation on my family increased. And he gave some specific examples. He said his 62-year-old mother received threatening phone calls, some, he said, from people she was kind to when they were kids, telling her, quote, she's dead. He said she's now in another country. He also told the three judges today that, quote, children under 10 are under threat. They're not in school every day. They're out of school since September. And he said the school, quote, won't take them back. He said, quote, no decent man threatens a 10-year-old kid or a 14-year-old kid or gets someone to ring my mother. He said death threats had been issued on Twitter. He said his daughter's internship with the solicitor's office had been terminated. She had to leave the job, he said. The company said it's too dangerous to have her coming in and out of work. The threat, he said, is now at a whole different level. Everything I feared did happen, and worse, the level of pressure, nobody ever went against them, he said. This is why nobody comes in and gives evidence. He also criticised Gerard Hutch's defence counsel today for continuing to ask him questions and insisted he was an honest man. I'm here 5 days, he said. This is the fifth day. I gave in statements. You covered none of them. All that's happening is you're attacking me and attacking me. I explained why I couldn't answer the questions in the station, referring to the questions in the Garda station in 2016. The senior counsel, Brendan Graham, explained to Mr. Dowdall that this was his job and he said he was going to continue to do it.
Paul, the court also heard detail of lies he said he told to Gardaí in 2016. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, today again, in court, we've been hearing extracts from Mr. Dowdall's interviews with Gardaí on the 18th of May 2016, and the Gardaí asking him questions, and he's been asked questions about the answers he gave to the Gardaí. Mr. Graham is pointing out discrepancies in what Dowdall said to the interviewing detectives then, and what he says now, and the defence says Dowdall is lying. Dowdall has repeated that he could not tell the truth to the Gardaí at the time. I mean, he admitted today that he lied to the Gardaí in 2016 when he told them he didn't drive his father anywhere on the 4th of February, which is the eve of the murder at the Regency. The Gardaí told him cell site analysis showed that his phone had pinged from a site near the Regency and that he was there. He said, I was arrested, Mr. Graham. I couldn't say anything. He also agreed that the room in the Regency Hotel used by one of the gunmen was booked on his wife's phone, booked in his father's name. His father paid cash. His father collected the key card and it was passed on to someone else who stayed in the room. We now know that the person who stayed in that room was Kevin Flatcap Murray, one of the gunmen who's since deceased. Now, Dowdall said today that Patsy Hutch, Gerard Hutch's brother, told him that the room wasn't used for anything and told him not to say anything about it to the Gardaí. He said, look at the position I'm in now, he said today. I couldn't tell them. He said Patsy told him the room and the van were not involved in anything, but he agreed that he lied to the Gardaí during those interviews. I didn't tell them the truth about the room. I explained all this and the reasons why, he said today. I didn't know what the room was for. I'm being made aware it was used for murder. I couldn't say anything.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. War in Ukraine and the World Cup final next.